boys and girls. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. So today, in case you don't know and you're wondering why some of them are dressed like they're working in NASA, today is When I Grow Up Sunday, and so we have lots of fun professions down here. So I hope that if you see these kids and you see their dreams, that you will support them and encourage them in that. And I don't know if you guys know this, but shepherds are not just people in the Bible. There are some people today who actually want to be shepherds when they grow up. And there are some people who are still shepherds now. And I want to tell you about this little lamb. It's a baby sheep, and his name is Nine. And a few months ago, I got to feed Nine, because Nine, when he was born, his mother refused to feed him. And so his shepherd is Jonathan's Uncle Keith. And so his shepherd started feeding him because he knew that Nine needed to be fed in order to grow. And so now, whenever Uncle Keith says, "Come on, Nine," Nine follows Uncle Keith wherever he goes. And like a good shepherd, it's kind of like a dog, but like a good shepherd, Uncle Keith takes Nine where he's supposed to go, and he makes sure that he has food and water and that he is where he should be. He protects Nine and keeps him safe. Good shepherds keep their sheep safe and take them where they're supposed to go. But in the book of Jeremiah, God was angry because the leaders of the people who were supposed to be the shepherds of the people, they were leading them astray. Instead of telling them what the right thing to do was, they were telling them what the wrong thing to do was, and they were taking them places where they were not supposed to go, and they were doing things they were not supposed to be doing. And those people were God's people, and they were God's sheep. And so God was angry that those leaders were leading the people astray. You see, God is our shepherd. And if we listen to God and we do what God wants us to do and we go where God wants us to go, then God will bless us. That doesn't mean that things won't be hard sometimes, but God will always be with us and we will be living our best life because we are God's sheep. But there are some people who will try to get you to do things that aren't right. There are some people who, if you listen to them, will lead you astray. And when you listen to them and you choose to do the wrong thing, usually when you do the wrong thing, what happens? You get in trouble. That's exactly right. You get in trouble. There's always consequences to our actions. And when we do good things happen. But when we do wrong things, we get in trouble a lot of times. But if you listen to God, your shepherd, and you follow him and you do what God wants you to do, he will help you live your best life. There will be times when things are hard, but your shepherd will always be with you and will help see you through. So let's pray and thank God for being our shepherd, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for being our shepherd and for showing us the way. Help us to always follow you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.